From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. This week, Britain says goodbye to a legend. Not a singer, not an athlete, not a politician, a fish. It's a carp, known as Benson in the angling community. Benson was believed to be the country's largest and most famous carp, but Benson was recently found dead, floating in a lake in southern England. Joining us now to look back on Benson's life is Steve Broad. He's the editor of UK Carp, a supplement to the fishing publication The Angler Times. And I understand you actually knew Benson personally.
Yes, I was very, very lucky, and several years ago, I caught Benson at 57 pounds, 13 ounces.
Wow, that is a heavy, heavy fish. In essence, a carp is a giant goldfish, right?
Yeah, if you bring it right down to basics, yes.
And how old was Benson?
Nobody knows for sure, but I would guess around 35 years old.
35 years old. Benson, a he or a she?
A she.
A she?
Yes.
How did Benson become such a famous fish?
The lake that Benson lived in was a day ticket lake, which means it was open to everybody. You could just go and pay a small amount of money and you could fish there. So it was one of those fish that anybody could go for.
Was Benson caught a lot of times?
Over its history, I think there's 63 documented captures of it.
And nobody kept Benson. They put her back.
Yeah, that's the English way. We have the best description is like a baby changing mat, a very, very big mat. And when we catch the fish, we line them on it so they don't damage themselves, then weigh them, photograph them and return them.
So how are you taking the death of Benson?
With a little bit of sadness. I think for the angling community at large, it's the end of an era. Such an iconic fish that made so many people very happy and was obviously in the news quite a lot with its captures. It's sad to see it go.
So Benson died of natural causes, we assume.
Yes. The carp in England have their babies sort of late spring. And when they do that, they lose a massive amount of weight and it's quite a stressful experience. Just probably never quite got over spawning.
Well, at least there are lots of little Bensons roaming
yes.
around now. Any plans to memorialize Benson? Funeral?
Actually, the fishery where it lived has got a fishing lodge on the banks, and it's going to be set up in a case and go onto the wall in the fishing lodge.
For all to admire.
Yes, hopefully.
Okay. Steve Broad, editor of UK Carp, a supplement to the fishing publication The Angler Times. We've been talking about the death of Benson, Britain's most famous carp. Thank you very much.
That's brilliant.